The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
And you can feel the goosebumps on your arm because you know it's hour number three of the Starting Lineup. Good morning to you. Beautiful, hot Friday morning. Take care of yourself heading into the weekend. Tyler Ivins, Will West, we just spun the wheel. You heard the prize wheel. The game is officially today. Who am I? So, Will, for our first-time listeners, what are we doing? How do we play the game? How do we play Who Am I? And for our returners, let them know how things work and the phone number to dial.
Yeah, it's all right. Here's what we need. Two phone calls right now. 656-9900 to get on board. We play Who Am I like this. Each contestant is going to get someone in the world of sports that we're talking about. The contestant can guess their person and the fewest number of clues is going to be the big winner. And gracious Ivins, it's not just the Harmony Pillow, which we love. We're adding more to that gorgeous Harmony Pillow from M. Lilly Bedding.
Yeah, we are. Not only are you going to score the pillow for the cranium, but you're also grabbing that family four-pack of tickets. The inaugural Sports Fest. Sports Radio WNML is bringing it to you on Saturday, August the 7th at the Knoxville Expo Center, being brought to you by Visit My Smokies. A who's who is going to be showing up from panel talks, from activities for the kids. It is a family fun time, and it's all going to be beginning early on Saturday morning. So check out the website, 991thesportsanimal.com, for more details. All right. It's a rivalry that continues to grow, it seems, once a month. It is LSU Matt taking on South Doyle Matt. Hey, Matthew, LSU style. How are you, brother? What's up?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I can't complain, but you know what the next question is going to be, so just go ahead and pick.
Tyler, I'll take you again, bud.
South Doyle Matt, you and Will, you're on the sidelines. LSU, you sure you're ready for this?
Because you're about to get a professional wrestler.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with it. I just know that South Doyle Matt was a little upset with the softball question Starlet got last time he got his butt whooped.
You know what's funny? Will, I'm tired of you giving away clues because the guy who I'm actually about to say was a professional wrestler.
Here we go.
Clue number one. By the way, your topic, weekend birthdays. So it's somebody who is having a birthday this weekend. I was born July 24th, 1963, in Summerfield, Louisiana. He's turning 58 tomorrow.
Goldberg.
It's not Goldberg. I was a first round pick in the 1985 NBA draft.
Karl Malone.
See, you gave him that stupid clue about him being a wrestler when he was with DDP.
Was a wrestler. You said it was a wrestler.
LSU, Matt, you didn't know he was a wrestler.
Yeah, I did. He came in. I think he wore elbow pads at one point in one of his events, did he not?
Against Dennis Rodman. Whatever, LSU, Matt. All right, you and South Doyle, Matt. I didn't even get a chance he was on the dream team.
South Doyle, Matt, I'm actually giving you real questions, so this is going to be tough for you, but we need to get this done.
South Doyle, Matt, you're a veteran, dude. Turn on the radio. What are you doing here?
Yeah, what a fool.
Gosh, man.
What a fool.
All right, man. You ready? South Doyle, Matt, let's get this W anyway, buddy. It's about overcoming the odds, right? We're playing against the officials. It's like playing a basketball game in Rupp Arena. All right, here we go.
All right.
Do you have the radio on, Matt, or is that just background from your phone?
That's I'm driving. You're on my headset.
Okay. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born in Birmingham, Alabama in 1961, and I'll tell you this, your category is famous Olympians. Clue number one, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama in 1961. I am 60 years of age.
I have no idea.
Clue number two, I won 9 gold and 1 silver in 3 Olympic Games.
Matt, listen to his clues. Somebody who's got a lot of medals, who might be in their 60s over 3 Olympic Games. Male or female? I'm just saying that out loud.
Clue number three. Sure. I'm known for sprinting and the long jump.
Come on!
Clue number four, my top rival was Ben Johnson for the 100 meters.
What is his name?
Clue number five, I famously sang the national anthem incredibly poorly at an NBA game.
Yeah, not my day, Will.
That's right, that's right. It's Carl Lewis.
For those of you not paying attention, Yes, both of our guys were named Carl today. One with the C, one with the K.
Which one do you prefer, Carl?
I actually have two friends named Carl, and they're both C's. So
I prefer Carl with a C as well.
Both of our callers are guys, LSU Matt and South Dole Matt.
Thank you. I appreciate you pointing that out. Do you want to tell everybody off the on the air now how bad you were not knowing who Carl Malone was?
Oh, it was atrocious. So Tyler's like
92 Dream Team Will, and he's like, who is it?
No,
let me ask Will before you say anything. My final clue was, many believe I'm the greatest player to never win an NBA championship. If I made that statement, who comes to mind first?
I said Barkley.
Is it Barkley or Malone?
Barkley or Malone. Those are the two I would have thought.
Okay. I'm asking you, who do you think is the greatest NBA player ever to win?
I think Barkley is better than Malone.
Even though Malone had an extra MVP.
I understand why Malone would get that call. I understand why people would say Malone.
But second all time in scoring?
Yeah, I mean,
But my point is, I said Barkley first because, you know, that's the first one that came to mind. And then I had him pictured in my mind. I just had one of those moments where I couldn't think of anything. I have a lot of those moments, actually.
Of course, the greatest achievement in Carl Malone's career was when he tagged with Diamond Dallas Page against Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Of course, everybody, like LSU Matt over here acting like he remembered that Carl Malone was a tag team wrestler. Get out of here. Glad to see LSU Matt knows how to Google things quickly with all that Cajun keyboard that he has.
Matt, I know your info, dude. You can hang up. I got you.
All right, so there you go. just got set up with the Harmony Pillow. And Will, also, not only do we say thank you to our friends over at MLily, because they have the cooling technology that comes with the Harmony Pillow, but Will, they literally could have picked anywhere in the United States coming from across the pond. Their U.S. headquarters is here in our backyard, just down the road next to the Fresh Market.
That's right. The U.S. headquarters for MLily Betting is right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. You can find the MLily store at the Village Green Shopping Center in Farragut or find betting retailers all over the United States.
Wait, does that mean that LSU Matt's going to be at Sports Fest this year?
It does.
Does that mean he's bringing South Doyle Matt with him this year?
Possibly.
Oh, man. Could you imagine a tag team matchup, Will and Tyler versus the Matts?
It's like an 805 TSL reunion.
I'm just saying. Think about it. Think about it. All the details for the inaugural Sports Fest, that's at 991thesportsanimal.com. Come back on the other side. Couple things we need to get to. Texas, Oklahoma. Look, I don't care if you don't like it. You need to start learning to actually accept the fact that the Longhorns and the Sooners are going to be in the Southeastern Conference. And what does that mean for the University of Tennessee? We'll tell you on the other side. 99.1 The Sports Animal.
The NFL putting the hammer down on its COVID policies. The league announced a forfeit will be declared for a postponed game. They can't be rescheduled within the regular season framework. That's caused by an outbreak among unvaccinated players. Additionally, if a forfeit occurs, players on both teams would lose out on their game checks. Patriots quarterback Stephon Gilmore, who skipped June's mandatory minicamp, has reported to training camp. Free agent linebacker Michael Kendricks, who was sentenced Thursday to one day in jail, 3 years of probation, and 300 hours of community service as a result of a 2018 guilty plea to insider trading charges. Kendricks now able to continue his playing career, and he plans to do that. Some heartbreaking news around the league. Jets assistant coach Greg Knapp died Thursday from injuries suffered when he was struck by a car while biking last Saturday. Knapp was only 58 years old. NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans have officially named Willie Green as their next head coach. Green comes to New Orleans by way of Phoenix, where he was the Suns assistant coach. Big trade going on in Major League Baseball. The first before the deadline, the Rays have acquired slugger Nelson Cruz as a part of a four-player trade. They included minor leaguers with the Twins. And the Atlanta Braves smoked the Philadelphia Phillies 7-2 behind a grand slam from Dansby Swanson. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. Beat Michael's traffic is coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
The NFL putting the hammer down on its COVID policies. The league announced a forfeit will be declared for a postponed game. They can't be rescheduled within the regular season framework. That's caused by an outbreak among unvaccinated players. Additionally, if a forfeit occurs, players on both teams would lose out on their game checks. Patriots quarterback Stephon Gilmore, who skipped June's mandatory minicamp, has reported to training camp. Free agent linebacker Michael Kendricks, who was sentenced Thursday to one day in jail, 3 years of probation, and 300 hours of community service as a result of a 2018 guilty plea to insider trading charges. Kendricks now able to continue his playing career, and he plans to do that.
Some heartbreaking news around the league. Jets assistant coach Greg Knapp died Thursday from injuries suffered when he was struck by a car while biking last Saturday. Knapp was only 58 years old. NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans have officially named Willie Green as their next head coach. Green comes to New Orleans by way of Phoenix, where he was the Suns assistant coach. Big trade going on in Major League Baseball. The first before the deadline, the Rays have acquired slugger Nelson Cruz as a part of a four-player trade. They included minor leaguers with the Twins. And the Atlanta Braves smoked the Philadelphia Phillies 7-2 behind a grand slam from Dansby Swanson. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. Pete Michaels Traffic is coming up next. Good morning, Mayor Kane.
His high school yearbook quote was, "Just because it's a bad idea, that doesn't mean it won't be a good time." Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup, 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Agree or disagree? Kaner, I need your votes in here as well. Are you ready? Once Oklahoma and Texas leave the Big 12, the final eight schools of the Big 12, this is how I compare them to former Knoxville Center stores. Here we go. TCU is Journeys. Because, you know, when you walk into Journeys, you're going to get a little bit of this, you're going to get a little bit of that, but you kind of know what the result's going to be at the end of the day.
I like a Journeys. I'll shop at a Journeys. I'll watch a TCU game.
Exactly. Thank you. Baylor. Sunglass Hut.
Yeah, that's right, because I don't mind the idea of Sunglass Hut, but I'm never going to purchase anything there.
Thank you. Texas Tech, FYE.
Yeah.
They have some standouts. Yes. You'll go in there and find a Michael Crabtree.
Back in the day,
a Michael Crabtree.
It was exciting to go there. Yeah. Now, if I see you, I'm like, good for you. Still being around, right?
But there was always that one album that's like, oh, what do you mean you have a Patrick Mahomes in here? I can't find this thing anyway.
I was going to say, those are some good times, right?
Kansas, Sleep Number Bed Store.
That's about right.
Yeah, because you know why. Kansas State, Bed Bath & Beyond. Or Bath and Body Works,
Kansas State's,
Bath and Body Works?
Some kind of tactical store. I feel like Kansas State's really tactical.
West Virginia, Crystal Vision. Do you remember Crystal Vision, no, Eric Kane?
Man, that is before Eric's time, but Crystal Vision, literally nothing ever got sold there once.
Zero.
It had to be a front for something, because I never saw any commerce whatsoever inside Crystal Visions, but I'd walk in there every time I was there, especially after eating a sandwich back in the day.
Every time I walked into a Crystal Vision, the guy behind the counter would just always be reading a magazine or a gamer guide, and he'd go, "Hi, welcome to Crystal Vision. Do you want to buy a samurai sword?" And I go, "No, I'm actually here just to buy some incense. My stepmom really likes incense, and I knew that was the only place in town I can get incense."
Okay, so
obviously there's other places
they had I can get samurai swords
in the back.
Yeah,
they had the big gong drum and they had the giant samurai swords. Only place in only place you can go probably West Virginia. Incense and samurai swords. Quickly, Iowa State is the Brookstone, as you put it earlier. Oklahoma State's Lids, and that will be your list. The former Knoxville Center Mall stores with the remaining Big 12 teams.
So to reset, for those of you who just waking up this morning, maybe didn't follow it overnight last night, a new station out of Dallas is reporting that by the end of this week, which is today, right, or tomorrow, Oklahoma and Texas are going to turn in a letter of resignation, if you will, to the Big 12, saying that they are not going to re-up their contract after the current grant of rights deal ends after the 2024 academic year. Then you also have the call that happened last night with all Big 12 Big 12 ADs, all Big 12 chancellors that Texas and Oklahoma didn't take part of. You had a statement released by the Big 12 that gave you notes from that call that said, "We would like to keep the conference together. We have a grant of rights deal," which pretty much says if you want to leave, Texas and Oklahoma have to pay $150 million a year to leave before the end of the 2024 season.
So what's happening? Anything else?
Yeah. So what's happening is this. Texas and Oklahoma are going to the SEC.
Precisely.
The only way that would hold this up, I think, is if Oklahoma State can do what they did last time and try to convince the state legislature to say you got to take Oklahoma State to take Oklahoma. There is the belief, it seems, according to Pete Thamel with Yahoo Sports, that the current president and AD don't have the sway with the state legislature the way that the old one did, and also would current members of the legislature be willing to tick off every Oklahoma fan? Because there's a whole lot more Oklahoma fans than Oklahoma State fans.
Well, it sounds like that we kind of know the answer. It's just not happening. Oklahoma State's not coming along to the movies with the Big Brother.
Nope.
It's the Longhorns. It's the Sooners. I think the question now is, what's the next move for the SEC when it comes to aligning conferences, divisions, excuse me, and number two, who's going to make the second draw after the SEC pillages Texas and Oklahoma away from the Big 12 conference? What are you going to do?
Yeah, so now let's here's the thing. And if you get a chance, read Pete Thamel's piece at Yahoo Sports. Because he talks to one power broker in college football that says there's going to be a domino effect. These are the first dominoes to fall, but this is going to happen everywhere. So and that it's going to reshape college athletics as we know it. It's going to reshape the way college athletics is governed. I saw one guy that mentioned this yesterday that was a Big 12 reporter. Is the SEC doing this to not necessarily break away from the NCAA, but because they know we're about to be our own governing body inside of our conference?
Ladder. All those things we've been talking about the last 2 months,
yeah,
it's going to happen.
What Mark Emmer talked about last week, and we mentioned the SEC is about to govern itself. The Big Ten's about to govern itself. The ACC is about to govern itself.
I made the mistake of just taking Greg Sankey at his word.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what, guys, we're not going in that direction. Just let's focus on this year. Guess what else he told us to do when it came to focusing on this year? Talking about Texas and Oklahoma because we know it's happening. Man, Greg Sankey is fantastic at the magic trick. Look at what I'm doing to my right hand. Look at what I'm doing with my right hand while he's taking your wristwatch off your wrist. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's a shyster anyway. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Greg Sankey, focus on today. Yeah. We'll worry about tomorrow. We'll guess when tomorrow is. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And here we are today talking about what? The fact that Texas and Oklahoma are on the doorstep. They're just straightening their tie, and they're about to ring the doorbell, and they've got some crappy pasta salad. But eventually, when it's all said and done, every seat at the table is going to be very, very lucrative.
All right, last thing. What does this portend for college athletics moving forward?
You know exactly what it does. It started with NIL, all right? It started with NIL. As soon as that got passed, everything else was on the table. And now that the name, image, and likeness is back, we just saw our first high school kid.
Yeah.
We just saw our first high school kid get his money. Or he's soon to get his money, all right? So now that everything is now on the table, and what happens is everybody's going to be able to push their own brand. Everybody's going to start getting their larger pieces of pie. And now what you need to do is you need to align yourself with the best people or the best conference to be able to continue to shine and go, hey, you know what? We're here just to win football games and to make our kids better people for tomorrow. And guess who can do that? The platform is large enough for the SEC for them to flex their muscle and go, you guys have fun, ta-ta. We 16 teams will continue to dominate and bop you on the head like a whack-a-mole game.
So here's what's about to happen. This is going to look like the Cold War and from the 80s back in the day. Hey, well, it's about to be the Big Ten and the SEC. They are not at war with each other. But then the Soviets would have these countries that were aligned with them that were communist countries. We'd have the Great Britons of the world, the Australians of the world that would align with us. And it would constantly be this thing where we're not at war with each other, but at the same time, maybe necessarily our ideology does not line up. And you're about to see there's two big power brokers, and do they ever go to war? And that's what you're going to have, is just two big power brokers.
I like that.
SEC, Big Ten. Everybody else is going to try to get on one side of that fight or the other.
Right.
And they're going to be the governing bodies in college football, and the SEC and the Big Ten are going to have to figure they're running college football for the foreseeable future.
To get all that class, there will be a quiz next week. That's Will West, Tyler Ivins, Texas, Oklahoma. They're here. It's just, when do they announce they're officially going to be getting their seat at the table? 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. You'll get the final word on the Stanley Fitz and Gates hotline. Start, bench, cut. Couple things we got to get to before we hand things off to the Eric Ains Show. Top of the hour on the Sports Animal.
I'm VFL Charles Davis, and it's
41 days until
it's football time in Tennessee.
This Sports Radio WNML countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Find out more at tvacreditunion.com. Go
on. Hey, 26 minutes ahead of the hour at 9 o'clock. Thank you to everybody who participated in our Knoxville Center Mall Big 12. What do you want to call it? Store identification?
Yes.
I would say comparable
Big
stores.
12 teams that are leftover Big 12 teams as Knoxville Center Mall stores, because I referred to the Big 12 as Easttown Mall.
Do you remember the last time?
You've lost your two big anchor stores, and now you've just got everybody else trying to fill it and figure it out.
Do you remember the last time you were at Knoxville Center, Easttown Mall, before they actually they just demolished that thing?
Nope.
I do.
Do you?
I do. They were the only place in town at the time that had a PS4. So I'd gone over there to the GameStop or whatever was on the bottom floor across from where Santa sits. And they were like, yeah, Mr. Evans, we have your PS4. And I said, done. That's when I used to game a lot. Now I've just got my PS4 and I just never touch it.
One time I was looking for a barber and I went there to look because I was told there's this incredible barber shop there. Yeah. That was at Knoxville Center. Yeah. But it was like a 2.5 hour wait. And I'm like, man, it must be good. I ain't waiting 2.5 hours.
Yeah. It's God rest its soul. I'll just say that. That was one of my favorite places.
Man, that was my mall growing up too. So
you want to know why that was my mall growing up?
You were on the south side, the north side, Powell Halls, east side. That was downtown. That was your mall, right?
You want to know why that was my mall? Because Mr. Fuji used to take tickets at the movie theater. Never say about the time Fuji.
He gave our buddy Forehead some Fuji dust one time.
Oh my god. Because
he asked him for a Fuji dust.
Oh my gosh.
So then randomly later on he gave him Fuji dust.
Are you kidding me?
Shout out to Mike.
He rolled his eyes at me one time when I asked him if he would put some of that orange salt on top of my popcorn. He was like, you want that salt? You want that salt? And I was like, let me get that salt right there. And I go, can you put it on that? And he was like, what do you want me to do? And I was just sitting there and I'm like, throw the dust like you would like Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. And he was like, here, take your popcorn. Just, come on, Fuji. Help me out, man. Start bitch cut time. Kaner, if you would please. Big red button. Kaner, if you would please.
All right, guys. How many power conferences will we have in college sports in 2025? 5, 4, or 3?
If you would please, will you please give me specifics? Do you mean like major super conferences or you mean like...
Make that your own, man.
Starting 4, benching 5, cutting 3.
Starting 4, benching 3, cutting 5. There is the possibility the SEC leaves the ACC out to dry.
I'm just talking
about... I think Notre Dame's going to be there, but it will be the Big Ten, the SEC. The Big Ten will keep the Pac-12 with them, which means I think just for the voting situation, the SEC will keep the ACC with them. So I think it's 4. There's the possibility that the SEC just says once we have Texas and Oklahoma, we're Stone Cold Steve Austin. We'll walk in the ring and stunner everybody.
Yeah.
And we just don't care, lone wolf style. And we'll just take on the Big Ten and the Pac-12 with it when it comes to every college athletics decision. So that's why I say 3 is more likely than 5. But the Big 12 is a mid-major now.
Every great thing comes in 4s. I just want to say that. All great things come in 4s. 4 tires on your car, 4 different types of hair color, everything.
Today is actor Daniel Radcliffe's 32nd birthday. Movie franchise you're most confident that you'll never watch all of.
Start Fast and the Furious. I bitch Fast and the Furious. I cut Fast and the Furious.
Well, there's 47 movies. How are you supposed to get them all?
And then,
all right, and I also, I was just not going to watch all of any movies. For
that's true. That's, no. True. That's true. I turned off The Babysitter 47 minutes
did
into
you really?
It. Yeah, man, I couldn't. I'm just like, William, you're going to have to sit down and explain to me why you watched this.
I thought it was funny.
Here are the series, The Fast and the Furious, okay. Twilight, Harry Potter.
See, I actually have watched all the Harry Potters. I used to date a girl and I told her, I said, if I watch all the Harry Potters, we did a thing and I was just like, if you do this, I'll watch all the Harry Potters and I'll buy you a pair of shoes for a month for a year. And I'll be danged if she did it. And I had to sit through and watch every Harry Potter. I thoroughly enjoyed them. So I'm about to cut that one. I'm going to start Fast and Furious. I'll bench Twilight. Twilight's the werewolf thing, right? Or vampires, yeah. I'm sorry.
Both.
There's werewolves in Twilight?
Yeah, it's both. That's the battle.
I watched
the first 10 minutes of Twilight because it was like, it's a vampire movie. I'll watch that.
Kaner.
Holy crap, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Thanks, Kaner. I'll bench it, and then I'll cut the Harry Potter
that's
thing.
The premise of it. It's a girl that likes two guys, and one's a werewolf, one's a vampire. I read one of the books. I haven't watched the movies.
So tell me more about your master's degree thesis on Twilight.
So the answer here is I'm going to start Harry Potter. If I ever know the rules to Quidditch, you could hit me in the junk with a wiffle ball bat. I'm never going to know the rules to Quidditch.
I think everybody knows what the rules of Quidditch now is. Survive till the gold thing comes out and grab it.
The ride at Universal is spectacular, but I don't care whatsoever about child wizards. I'm good. I'm going to bench Twilight. I'll cut Fast and the Furious. I don't think I'll ever watch those movies. I find the entire premise stupid that, again, Vin Diesel attacking an entire Russian submarine base with the Dodge Charger. That actually happens in one of them.
Family.
But there, I don't know. But if it comes on, I'm not just going to be grossed out and turn the channel like I would with Twilight and Harry
Tyler,
Potter.
I watched the new Space Jam and
was it atrocious?
Family.
How many times does LeBron say family? Family. Yes.
Family's everything.
Take a drink every time he says it. You're hammered by the 20-minute mark.
Mine would be the start with the Fast and Furious, bench Harry Potter, and cut Twilight.
You know what's stronger than Will West bench pressing every day at the gym?
Family.
Today.
Family.
It's deadlift day anyway.
Today is Slash's 56th birthday.
Yes, it is.
Best rock band of the 80s. Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, U2.
I'm about to make some people mad here.
You're going to take me off.
But it's true.
Go ahead. Take me off.
The truth hurts. Facts over feelings.
Go ahead.
Start Guns N' Roses.
You're out of here.
Bench U2. Cut Van Halen.
You are insane!
David Lee Roth left in 1984. That's still 6 years without David Lee Roth. And U2 won every Grammy ever and sold a bajillion albums.
Look me in the face and tell me Van Hagar isn't good.
No, it's not good.
You're foolish. I mean,
it's fine. It's fine. It's not that it's not good. It's not that it's not good. It's not great. Guns N' Roses, everything they did in the 80s was
Stephen
great.
Stephen A. Smith radio Family. Over here.
Everything they did in the 80s was great, Guns N' Roses. U2 won every Grammy ever. And then, and there's not all the other bands that I like don't exist without U2 first being a thing. Oh. And then, I'm sorry, but they were incredible. And then after 1984, they were good. That'd have been the start if David Lee Roth would have stayed there.
I'm not fluffing this up for radio. I'm genuinely pissed right now.
Look, if David Lee Roth would have stayed through the entire 80s, they would be the start. But he didn't. And he didn't even stay for half of them.
You start Van Halen, you bench U2, you cut Guns N' Roses.
You cut Guns N' Roses.
Cut GNR.
Tyler, do you know what's stronger than a little disagreement here?
Family?
Family. All right, NBA rumors continue to swirl about the Lakers. Who will be the starting point guard for LA next season? Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard.
Can we stop real quick? Is it guaranteed one of these three will be their starting point guard next year? Because I don't think it is, but I know the NBA rumor mill is trying to get us to believe it will be. That being said, I'll start Westbrook. I will bench Dame Lillard. I'm going to cut Chris Paul. There is no chance. The head of the players union is going to go from making $44 million to the league minimum just so he can play with LeBron.
Yeah, I none of these is going to be the answer, but to Tyler's point, they are trying to get the trade rumor going. So if we had to pick one, start Westbrook, bench Dame, cut Chris Paul.
Best show streaming today. Ted Lasso. And the season two starts what today, right?
Right now.
Ted Lasso, Cobra Kai, or Handmaid's Tale?
I never saw Handmaid's Tale, but I've been told it's fantastic.
Can I be honest with you? I gave up on Cobra Kai.
You were I was all in.
Yeah, and it's just, it's the same thing over and over again. Time to get into season two, season three, and it's the same exact thing over and over again.
You know what's the same thing over again? Fast and Furious.
I've never seen Handmaid's Tale, but I've been told it's fantastic and everybody would love it.
Yeah, I've never seen it either. I'll be honest with you, that's like Twilight. I'm never going to watch that. So,
I'm going to start Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
And because I've never seen Handmaid's Tale, I'm going to cut it. But again,
give you $50 an episode to watch it, and I'm not watching it.
You know, I'll watch that.
That's just like you look at me in the face and tell me Van Halen's not good or Van Hagar's.
I just don't care about Handmaid's Tale. I know that sounds terrible, but I do not care whatsoever.
The most important SBC of the morning.
Okay.
Best bread served with dinner. The breadstick, the cornbread, the dinner roll.
I feel like biscuits being slept on not being on this list.
Also, I feel like Seymour, Jefferson County, why is there no cornbread muffin?
Cornbread muffin's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, if I'm having beans, the answer, I'm starting cornbread, but we're just saying dinner, period.
Make it your own.
I'm going to start the breadstick because if we go to the Olive Garden, I'm having like, 800 carbs before I leave there.
It's not Olive Garden.
You ever been in a carb coma before?
Down to the Olive Gardens. And
let me ask you, what business do you add an S on for no reason more? Olive Gardens or Kroger's?
I hear Kroger's.
Oh, all the time going down to the Kroger's.
Yes.
Start
the breadstick, bench the dinner roll, cut the cornbread. Because you know what? It puts you in Jeremy Pruitt territory if you start cornbread.
Oh, I love that. That's a heck of a slider to get out of that.
That's a 3-7 decision.
Yep. You know what?
You can't.
I was about to bench cornbread, but he just flat out convinced me to move it down a notch.
Stick to your principles. Come on. Stick to your principles.
Start the breadstick. I'll bench the cornbread. I'll cut the dinner roll. Okay.
Oh, wait, but here we go. The dinner. Will, did you start the dinner roll? I know we're up against it, but we got to discuss it.
Start the breadstick, bench the dinner roll, cut the cornbread.
The dinner roll is the most common of the three.
It is the most common.
So therefore, I think it's the start, and then bench cornbread for me and cut the breadstick. I mean, I'm never going to eat the breadstick unless I'm at the Olive Garden.
It depends on the breadstick.
I love the Olive Gardens, but I don't eat there every night.
Also, I'm not going to make breadsticks at home, right?
Yeah,
I might grab those dinner rolls and throw them in the oven real fast.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, that's why...
Eat that noise up.
That's why it's my start.
King's Hawaiian. Love me a little bit of dinner roll.
Family.
You know what else I love?
It's called sop.
Family.
Sop, is that what it is?
Sopping. Got to sop it up with a biscuit or a roll.
I will give a little shout to a fam that we like to call Heritage Realty, because Will, anytime I'm on the website, I got a buddy who needs somebody to help manage his property. He does a little bit of the landlord stuff. Checks them out over at HeritageRealtyKnox.com.
That's right, HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management. treating your property as if it's their own, maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty.
8 of my last 10. I'm rolling right now with rolling with Ivins. If you're going to ride with me, I got another winner for you today. We've already given you 6 during To the Window. Here's a 7th pick you want to put in your hat. Kaner, if you would, please. Tennessee Lottery Sports Update. A final segment.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Baseball scores from Thursday. The Braves handled the Phillies easily. Final score was 7-2. Dansby Swanson, a third-inning grand slam.
Swing and a drive. He got all of that, baby. It's a grand slam.
Chip Carey on the call. Bally Sports. Elsewhere, the Cardinals got by the Cubs 3-2. The Yankees topped the Red Sox 5-4 in 10 innings. The Giants down the Dodgers 5-3. The Padres beat the Marlins 3-2. Tennessee Smokies fell to the Rocket City Trash Pandas 6-3. SEC Media Days has officially wrapped from Hoover. Missouri, Arkansas, and Auburn took center stage on Thursday. The Sports Animal has over 125 audio clips, plenty of video coverage, and team center pages on the website at 991thesportsanimal.com. Around the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans have officially named Willie Green as their next head coach. And in the NFL, the league has announced forfeits will be declared for postponed games that can't be rescheduled within the 18-week season, regular season, that is caused by an outbreak among unvaccinated players. Additionally, if a forfeit occurs, players on both teams will lose game checks. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. 847, Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will, 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
I'm a sucker for a trend. Tyler Ivins, Will West, final segment, starting lineup for your Friday. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Man, oh man, oh man. 8-2 this year, the Red Sox are against the New York Yankees. So we should stay on the Red Sox, should we not? Seeing how much they dominate, the bullpen for the Yankees fell apart last night. Not when Gerrit Cole's on the mound. There are certain guys that are trend stoppers. They are slump busters. Gerrit Cole is getting paid $300-plus million to be that slump buster. So we'll make it short. We'll make it sweet. Your play for Friday, July 23rd. If you're looking for somebody you can sprinkle into maybe a parlay, you get where I'm going with this, wink, wink. You're looking at the New York Yankees plus 100 tonight. That 8-10. I'm 8-2 my last 10. I feel like the Yankees will make me 9-11. 9 of my last 11.
All right, so the Olympic opening ceremonies are going on right now.
I will watch them tonight at 7:30 on delay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. We're going to give spoilers on this show. Like for people I want to watch in prime time, don't give me spoilers. Well, it is
that
what
actually
it is.
Ended, that actually cost me one of my relationships when Michael Phelps was in the pool in Sydney.
Is what it is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like
that's what it is.
If it's news, you're getting it. So look, we'll give you Olympic updates every morning here on the starting lineup as it's happening. So if you want to find out what happened overnight, Tokyo's 13 hours ahead, right? So they're finishing up. I mean, it's 10 o'clock right now is what it is in Tokyo.
Good for them.
Yeah.
What I mean by this is good for them that they actually got this thing off the ground, because Will, earlier this week, we didn't think that
there are thousands of people protesting outside of the stadium now, for the fact that they're holding this.
I believe it.
But we were concerned that this wasn't going to happen because the head of the Tokyo Games came out and said, we might have to cancel this.
Did you think they were going to do that before Toyota pulled the money?
It was just so much money that I thought they would go forward with it, but I thought maybe it gets so bad public sentiment that they just don't have a choice. But when I see 2,000 people outside protesting, my concern was based on when you look at the polls and what the numbers were, the unpopularity of this in Japan.
Sure.
It looked like that Milwaukee Bucks game 6.
You know, in the Deer District?
Yeah. The Deer District. It would look like that outside protesting, and no one wants that, right?
So I got to ask you, when do we start talking about the Americans and gold medals? Are you in heavy metal mode, Will West?
I am in heavy metal mode.
We're all in heavy metal mode.
Bro, I watched I watched rowing last night.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I watched Skulls. I didn't even know Skulls was a thing, but I watched Skulls.
I was looking up results, and I was like, what is this? I didn't know what it was.
What is Skulls before we go to bed?
It's like, I don't know. It's like rowing. It's literally on the exact same track.
Like a cranium? Skull? S-K-U-L-L-S?
That's what the lady said last night. She said Skulls. No, but I have watched Olympics every night since it's been on since Wednesday.
Hey.
After telling you guys I'm not going to watch it except these few events. No, that's not true. I'm watching literally anything you put in front of my eyeballs.
I love my country, USA.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan time.
I ain't watching that. I'll tell you that right now.
Is this like Redneck Olympics? Who can dip the most skull? like who spits the most into a spitter? Bo Nix? Or no, we're talking about rowing.
Saw Bo Nix, the Milo man himself.
Did he give you free tea?
He was in Hoover. No, he didn't talk to me.
Hey, he's going on vacation. You want to say bye to Will before we let him go?
We'll see you guys in a week.
I miss you, Doug.
That's it? Have a good time. Tell the wife and kid we said what's up. EA, Joel, they're next. Talk to you on Monday here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal.